Is right now the time to push for greater investment in safer streets for pedestrians as well as bicyclists?
It is absolutely the time. The best time was 10, 15 years ago, but the second best time is now to invest in better infrastructure. We don't use the word accident. We say crash because, you know, we want to identify what caused this. We don't know fully the circumstances, whether this was distracted or reckless driver, but we do know that a lot of the road design in Grand Island is built for the speed of cars primarily and doesn't take into account people walking. You know, if you've seen those slip turns that are all over the island, you can hit those at a pretty high speed, and hopefully there's no one in your way as you come around the corner. So as a Western New York community, because these crashes this deadly summer have been happening all over the place, as a Western New York community, we need to rethink how we're designing our roads. Complete streets policies prioritize the safety of all users, people walking, biking, using wheelchairs, and driving. But a lot of our current design principles are built on a little bit of pseudoscience, and they really just prioritize vehicle level of service. That is especially the case at the New York State DOT, and you'll see that in the state roads around the area. Erie County roads as well prioritize speed first and foremost, and we need that to change. There are state DOTs around the country, as well as the U.S. DOT, who have rewritten their bylaws to prioritize safety of all users, not just car speed. So we need our state and county and local municipalities to follow that lead.
How simple, how more immediate would lighting be to help make things safer on the roads as well?
Yeah, lighting would certainly help. If you assume that drivers are distracted, and we know that they are more distracted now than they ever have been, then lighting up people, you know, in advance so that they see them out of the corner of their eye, even though they should be looking at the road, would save lives. I would imagine that that would be one of the cheaper options to make these streets safer from the get-go. But, you know, you can redesign these fast turns into ones that do require drivers to slow down. And you can redesign intersections into ones where a tight turn actually puts those people walking across the intersection into the front windshield view of a driver, as opposed to sort of keeping them hidden in that left or right corner of the windshield. So there's little tweaks you can make to the design of just the corner of the road that requires drivers to use both hands to turn the wheel, to slow down, and will help them see more. You know, so many of these crashes that we're seeing this summer are happening in intersections. So many people are opting to jaywalk because they trust looking left and right on a street more than they trust walking through a crosswalk when it's green for them, because they are seeing drivers blow the stop sign, blow the red light, or make a right on red and not see them. So when we have people out walking and biking, choosing what would traditionally be the less safe option just because they feel like they'll be less likely to hit, that's a failed design system. And we can fix this. There are bills up in the Assembly and Senate this year that would put more requirements on municipalities who receive state or federal funding to consider complete streets design policies. According to Sean Ryan and John Rivera, they are the bills on this entire year's docket that have the most bipartisan support, but that doesn't guarantee that they would get through a Governor Hochul's desk, or it doesn't guarantee that they'll get to the floor. So if people care about this issue, they need to call their state representatives and make sure that these bills pass. You can see these bills at GoBikeBuffalo.org. And that's a start, right? A municipality ultimately wants to do the right thing, but they'll say, we can't afford it. And this is a way that the state is saying, yes, you can. We'll give you more funding for it if you do it safer. So that's where it starts, and that's where it ends. This design has to improve. And then we can start worrying about enforcement of driver behavior, education of all road users. You know, we're working on that at all times at GoBike, trying to educate pedestrians and adults. We go into schools, we push out information. But at the end of the day, you know, you can be using that road totally lawfully and still pay for it with your life. But if we redesign roads that automatically slow down drivers and force them to pay attention, that's going to be having the greatest amount of impact to save lives in what is gearing up to be the deadliest summer that any of us have can recall. What
improvements have you seen with Niagara Falls Boulevard?
With Niagara Falls Boulevard, the state of New York has been looking into how to improve safety there. It is a state road, but it's added complications in that the east side of it is Amherst, the west side of it is Tonawanda, and each town has different ideas for how to improve the adjacent safety and sidewalk access, things like that. It is also considered what folks pushing for better design would call a strode. It's between a street and a road where you do have dense residential population immediately adjacent, and then you have a ton of commercial, which creates a lot of traffic, and it's obviously a big north-south route too. So it's something that should be one or the other, right? And we would obviously say downgrade this, make it a street. Sometimes when you put in complete streets designs, you can keep traffic moving just as efficiently, but you've dramatically improved safety. Things that could be done there are bumping out the intersections corners. Again, that puts more emphasis on drivers having to slow right down and pay attention at every corner. You could put in more pedestrian islands, more pedestrian signals. There's an array of things that could be done on Niagara Falls Boulevard, but in our mind, what we'd love to see is, elements of actual design that would slow down traffic. And then the other ways are, how do you decrease car crashes? You have less cars driving. So if Niagara Falls Boulevard or an adjacent road put in a protected cycle track, how much local traffic could be reduced? If you made it easier and safer to walk around there, how much local traffic could be reduced? In everything we do, every cyclist you get out there is one less car on the road. And one less car on the road is lowering the chances of another crash. So when you create these facilities, you actually make it safer for everyone, including drivers.
So how have things been going specifically in Niagara Falls Boulevard as far as the lighting helping prevent crashes?
In terms of lighting, I off the cuff can recall that someone was hit when it was raining, right? And you sort of say like, well, they were really hard to see, it was raining. So obviously, if you were able to better light that street, you might increase safety, especially in the middle of a rainstorm. But I, at this moment, couldn't comment with confidence about what changes have been made by the state. We just knew that the state was looking into it and that there were complicating factors of it being Amherst on one side, Tonawanda on the other.